OK. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's tune in to the 64 takeaway instead.
Yay! Hey everyone, it's the C64 takeaway episode 25. Commodore 64 remixes and original SID sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thomsen, spreading the Commodore love from Copenhagen, Denmark. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is a semi-regular music podcast featuring reinterpretations of tunes from the Commodore 64 home computer, plus original music recorded directly from the C64 sound chip. Music today from Rob Hubbard, Ben Dalglish, Martin Galway, Fred Gray, David Whittaker, and Neil Baldwin. No remixes, just 6 great original cuts showcasing the sweet sound of the SID chip. As far as I'm concerned, none of these tracks on today's shows have aged a day since they were originally published back between 1985 and 1987. Also in the big 25 anniversary edition, Commodore 64 music news, links and listener feedback. Lean back and enjoy the show as we start it off with Rob Hubbard's Rasputin, done in 1985 for the Firebird game Rasputin. This wasn't originally composed on the C64, rather it's a medley of 3 famous Russian tunes, but I thought, what the heck? This is the first tune I remember listening to on the Commodore 64 and thinking, whoa, I can't believe computer tunes can sound this good. It just blew everything clean out of the water. Love it, first listen. Rob Hubbard, Rasputin.
Come on.
second up in today's show. That was David Whittaker, Max Headroom, from the 1986 Quicksilver game of the same name. One of my all-time favorite sits on the C64. Actually only rivaled by one other sit, and you get to hear that one later on in today's show. Right, time for the news and updates. First, a small correction. On show 24, I accidentally said that in 1986, Rob Hubbard... No, I didn't. I said in 1983, Rob Hubbard produced tracks that were turned into remixes later on. While that's true, what I meant to say was that Hubbard produced some tracks that he later turned into SIDs. And if that made no sense to you whatsoever, go back and listen to show 24. Right, in the regular news, there's a video up for Boulder Dash. Johan Reipma has created a music video for Mahoney's Boulder Dash Commodore 69 mix as part of a school project. It's a 13 megabyte download, unfortunately only in a VMV format. That's the Microsoft Windows video format thing. I'll of course have the links up in the show note for the video. On Mac OS X, they've now got, or I should say we've now got, since I've also got an OS X machine. Anyway, Goat Tracker has been released for Mac OS X. Version 2.25 of the cross-platform C64 music editor was previously only available for the PC, and it has now been ported to the Mac as well. The support for the Cat Weasel and Hardset cards have been removed from the OS X port, though. And the URL to grab that one is covertbitops.c64.org, and go to the tools section, and I'll of course also have the link for that in the show notes. Right, more Mac news. SidPlay version 3.4 for the Mac has been released. It now features Spotlight support, and Andreas Varga, who does SidPlay on the Mac, has also released a little video clip of the potential of Spotlight. And let me just say, I like it rather a lot, being able to sit and do stuff on the PowerBook and then just invoke a Spotlight search and search for Border Zone Design Crew and get all their sits and then just hit enter and it just pops up in SidPlay and you just continue what you're doing. Right, I don't want to get accused of going all Macintoshy on this show, but there seems to be rather a lot of Mac-related news since I last did a show. There's now a website called Think Commodore that was launched on March 27th. On March 27th, Søren Ladegaard launched this website that focuses on emulating the C64, the Amiga, and other Commodore gear using a Mac. Søren, who also was the most excellent Commodore Billboard site at www.commodorebillboard.de, switched from the PC to a Mac about a year and a half ago, and while there were tons of websites covering C64 and Amiga matters from the PC perspective, Søren had a hard time locating decent Mac-related resources, and that's the reason he's created Think Commodore. It's not supposed to be a comprehensive guide to emulation with in-depth tutorials. It's more like a well-thought-out links collection with a nice design and a little extra goodie info here and there. And you'll, of course, I will, of course, have the link to that as well in the show notes, as well as in the C64 site section on the main page on c64takeaway.com. Another site gets launched as well. This one is called sid.oth C64.com, and it features hardset recordings of C64 tunes using the same model of the SID chip as the composer had when he created the tune. The site originally started off offering the recordings in FLAC format, that's the free lossless audio codec, but they have since switched to 256 kilobit mono MP3s, and last I checked there were 164 tunes available, and they have an RSS feed as well, so you can keep up with recent updates. So that's a brilliant site for those of you who want to listen to the sets as they were created back in the day, but just can't be bothered, either can't be bothered to install SID Play, or maybe you just want to be able to carry some sets around on your MP3 player. So that site's for you, sid.oth4.com. Now, regular listeners will know that for quite a while I've been trying to get podcastalley.com and Yahoo Podcasts to update my listing on those sites. After trying to get hold of Chris McIntyre on podcastalley.com, first via form feedback things on his website, then via email and Yahoo Messenger, I finally got lucky. I just installed Skype on my laptop and thought I'd add him to my buddies list, and he was online and responded, and apparently Chris has been very busy redesigning podcastalley.com, so he'd fallen behind on his correspondence. But getting directly in touch did the trick though, and 15 minutes later everything was updated. Yay! Unfortunately, I can't say the same for podcasts.yahoo.com, who first managed to correct the show listing and then didn't remove the old entry, and then everything seemed to be working and I was happy for about half a day, and then later on they once again managed to screw up and the list, and they now list the wrong feed address again with no change since then. I just can't be bothered anymore. Anyway, that was a bit of a mouthful. What do you say we lean back and kick back with a nice SID. This next one is Last Ninja. I think I've managed to go 25 shows so far, or rather 24 shows, seeing as I'm playing one now. Go 24 shows without playing a single Last Ninja tune. However, that's possible. Maybe it has to do with there being so many great remixes and sits out there. Anyway, coming up now, Ben Daglish, Last Ninja, The Wastelands, from the 1987 System 3 game, Last Ninja. Mark Kale apparently gave Ben Daglish a phone call once in a back then in 87, asking him to write some level tunes. Ben says, "I wrote the music, went down there to System 3 and to meet Archie MacLean, who apparently put the driver for the music into the game. Got offered Mark Kale of System 3's slightly dodgy import status left-hand drive BMW as payment for the Last Ninja tunes, and said, nah, no thanks, I'll have the cash, please." And that was that.
Thank you.
That was supposed to be a break there. Someone managed to mess up the playlist. Oh well, that's what you get when you do this live in one take. Right, that was Bendak Leaf's Last Ninja, The Wastelands, followed by Fred Gray's Mutants from the 1987 game from Ocean Software. Incidentally, the Last Ninja track was recorded straight off the very same C64 that Bendak Leaf used to compose the tune on. Anyway, that Commodore 64, that particular unit, is now owned by Warren Pilkington, who recorded the tune off it. So thanks for that, Warren. Right, time for some feedback. There's a lot of new Fratter pins, 120 in all so far. Too many new people joined in the last update to mention, but thanks to every one of you. I'll just run over the list and mention Sean over in California, Chris in Liverpool in England, Christian in Waldkirch in Germany, another in New York, Kenny and Mobile, Alabama, Wisball in Barcelona, Football in New Jersey, Steve Rover in Ireland, Ralph in Forest Hills in the New York area, Last Future or in Germany, Gamers Jew in Cincinnati, Mishakun in Helsingborg in Sweden, and Lala over in Nevada, Charlie B in Manchester, John Olsen in Bern in Norway, and Rasmus Krolef, or something, hope I didn't butcher that last name, one of those days, I think. Rasmus Krolef from Aarhus, Denmark, my old hometown. Incidentally, not my hometown, but Rasmus says, excellent podcast, keep up the good work. And we've also got Phil over in Princestown in Trinidad, Multsy in Finland, and Martin in Melbourne, Australia, who's an awesome show, love the raw one-take feel. Thanks, Martin. Unfortunately, the raw one-take feel sometimes leads to some minor mess-ups and fuck-ups. But what do you know? That's all part of the deal. Anyway, Mick in Budapest in Hungary, Edwin Erfurt in Germany, and last but not least, Marco in Freiburg, also in Germany. You can add yourself to the C64 Takeaway Freiburg map at freiburg.com/C64Takeaway. Right, in mails, emails this time around, I've got one from Mika up in Finland, who says, "Hello from Finland, thanks for a great show. It's a great job that you do for the C64 and sit music. Enjoy your show a lot with my iPod and the C64. With my iPod, the C64 Takeaway goes with me everywhere I go. It's great to listen to the latest C64 news and music I haven't heard before. The Commodore 64 was my second computer. Started computing my computing hobby with the VIC-20 over 20 years ago, and these days I collect all kind of C64 and other retro stuff from my childhood. Would love to visit the Back in Time live sometimes. A man has to have a dream, but I'll get there sometime and I will buy you a beer." Ah, excellent. "Regards to everyone who loves the Commodore 64 and the Takeaway," says Mika up in Finland. And actually, he sent me a follow-up mail and said, "I found the Blip Blop and the Retro Bits podcast via the 64 Takeaway and wanted to subscribe to him. But how? The 64 Takeaway is the only podcast I've ever subscribed to before. Your site has a subscribe in iTunes icon on the front page, but how do I sign up for the other two? Maybe I only need the Takeaway, but I'm curious to check out the other side as well. There can't be enough C64 on my iPod," says Mika up in Finland. Thanks for the email, Mika. The emails, well, all two of them. In response to your query, if you want to explore other podcasts, a good place to start is the iTunes podcast directory. You open iTunes, then you go to the music store, then you click the podcast link in the left of the screen, and if you then type Retro Bits in the search bar, you'll be able to find the Retro Bits podcast done by Earl Evans, which is incidentally is one of my favorites as well, one of my favorite podcasts. Simply then click the subscribe link and you're all set. Blip Blop, however, is not in the iTunes podcast listing, so you'll need to go to the Blip Blop website. There's a link to it on c64takeaway.com, and you'll then see a podcast feed link in the top right corner of the Blip Blop page. You right click that link and choose copy link address or whatever it's called in your browser. Then you open iTunes, go into the advanced menu, choose subscribe to podcast, and then paste the URL into that text box. Then click OK and you are all subscribed. The same approach works for all of the podcasts that don't have a subscribe in iTunes link on their show websites. So hopefully that cleared that out for Mick and anyone else wondering how to get non-listed stuff, non-listed podcasts via the iTunes client. Of course, you can also do this with all other podcast aggregators. Personally, I use iPodder Lemon, or Juice Receiver as it's now called. Right, next up we've got, it's an email from Johannes from the Place podcast, who let me know that he played the C64 Takeaway promo on episode 7 of their show. So thanks for that, Johannes. Right, you already know what's coming next, because I managed to mess up the playlist by not having a little pause inserted before this track. So we've already played the first couple of seconds of it. It's of course the tune that up there with Max Headroom, which I played earlier, is my favorite to all-time sets. This is Neil Baldwin, Future Shock. It's from the 1986 Border Zone Design Team demo. And this tune just makes you want to get up and dance. Here it is, Neil Baldwin, Future Shock. We'll be right back. Neil Baldwin, Future Shock, from the 1986 Border Zone Design Team demo. I know I said earlier on that, along with Max Headroom, this was my favorite Sid on a shared number ones, but I'm sorry, David Whittaker, that is. I think Max Headroom just got pushed down to number two, and Future Shock just sits right up there at the top for me. I didn't get up and dance, but I, while that one was playing, mostly because I have headphones on, I would kind of limit my mobility, but I certainly did my share of chair dancing. Right, it's time to wrap this 25th edition of the C64 Takeaway up. Before we do that, of course, the usual practical information. The show site is at c64takeaway.com. That's the letter C, the number 64, takeaway, all one word, .com. Where you can, of course, find the show notes and links to everything featured on today's show. You can send email to me at c64takeaway@gmail.com. And, of course, anything that you send my way may be read out on the show. Also, add your pushpin to the Frabber map at frabber.com/c64takeaway. Right, I've queued up the last tune for this show. It's Martin Galway's Whistball, the high score theme from the 1987 game Whistball, which is incidentally one of the best games ever created. So if you haven't ever played it, I strongly suggest you go on and find yourself a C64 emulator and fire up the game, or even better, find yourself a real C64, a Kempston Competition Pro 5000 joystick, which happens to be my favorite, or just use whatever joystick you're comfortable with. Fire up this game. Great game, great music. Here is Martin Galway, Whistball, high score theme. I'll see you next time. Take care, stay subscribed. Bye-bye.